You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I missed you guys.
Same.
Who were you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been around you all week.
But yeah.
It's been a while since, you know, mom and dad weren't home.
What's the shortest amount of time that you can say you miss someone, like in between seeing
Five
them?
5 seconds.
What?
I miss them.
Latching on.
I tell people I miss them all the time.
I think 3 days.
What percentage of the time do you actually mean it?
100%.
You 100% of the time miss people?
100%.
It's the first time you said you've
a
missed
month.
Us.
I missed you guys.
I think it has to be a month between seeing someone to say that you missed
them. A miss month?
Them.
No shot. Yeah,
I don't say it.
At work has to be the most common place for a lie about missing people, right?
100%.
No,
I'm not saying she's lying.
Family parties.
No.
Yeah, she didn't.
When distant relatives you haven't seen, oh my God, I miss you so much. It's like I haven't thought of you in 6 months.
Right.
I'm just not that I do that.
I don't know if I would say that to distant relatives. I think I would only say that to relatives I care about. I would never go to like, you know, my uncle's cousin and be like, you know,
I'm realizing I don't say enough you. That I miss people.
Like, I
can't remember the last time I said to somebody, I miss you.
I'm not really worried.
Same.
You know what? I think it was like my wife after like one of our trips. Like maybe like Tahoe, I came back. I was like, I miss you. I think that's the last time I said
she
I miss
like,
you.
She was like, you're full of it.
Yeah, she probably called
me.
I did. No, I did miss my wife and kids.
Oh, I need to.
Chris,
did I say kids?
I need to get back to you on something.
Are you admitting that you struggle with vulnerability, Chris?
I don't think. Do I?
You miss people?
I'm a very open. I feel like I'm pretty open. About
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your feelings?
I don't know.
Do you express a lot of love?
I think I express love.
You think where this is going?
You think you're open enough to like actually be vulnerable?
Why is everybody looking at me in the room right now?
People are talking to you, Chris.
I have a weird question.
Okay.
And it might be a rude question. I don't know. Is that tattoo finished on your arm, that flower? Or no?
You're talking to Lewis. Lewis is here today.
I love that tattoo.
I'm just telling the audience.
We should celebrate that Lewis, the video producer, who has very often been off camera and off mic.
Off mic, yeah.
Thank you, Woody. He's now fully in the inner circle. You're one of us.
Welcome.
It's a big us.
Let's see how your talking chops are. Go ahead.
Well, do about a minute. Oh,
wait, hold on. Before you get into the backstory,
my tattoo.
This is going to be one of those things that comes back and bites me in the ass because this is going to be like a tribute to someone and it's going to have some sort of sentimental something.
Like it is.
And it is a question that I shouldn't have asked.
No,
and as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew I shouldn't have asked.
Memorial tattoos.
Here we go.
I want a mock tattoo so often. I just know not to.
I think you should.
It was a question.
Billy, describe the tattoo for the audience.
It is a rose, I believe. It's red, but it's like the outline of the rose.
A rose is definitely something.
It's like a stick figure of a rose, but it's not colored in.
Dumping all over this tattoo.
No, he's not.
Don't do that to Billy.
Thank you, Louis.
I'm not going to do it to Billy.
No, he's not.
There is sentimental value.
But you'd agree, sometimes people are in the process of doing tattoos and they're not complete, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I've seen it all the time.
Okay.
Yes, tattoos are sometimes not finished.
Yeah.
We've also just cut off Lewis 15 times.
No, it's okay.
I'm just trying to cover all of my tracks.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Hey, yo.
Woo! I'm with Lewis.
My first daughter's middle name is Rose. So Leona Rose is her name. And that's why I got the tattoo.
Billy's an asshole.
No, he's not.
Not as bad. No one died.
Yeah, no one died. No one died.
So we're good.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Well. But it's finished, right?
Yeah. I
think it's a beautiful tattoo.
Thank you.
You controlled your daughter's name.
Yeah.
So if you named her, you know, Leona Kaleidoscope, whatever, then there'd be a kaleidoscope on your arm.
Most likely,
So
yes.
Did you just want a tattoo of a rose on your arm?
No, she got the name before the tattoo idea came.
But did you always say to yourself, man, I really want a rose tattoo.
But
how can I do this?
But I need a reason.
Yeah.
God I didn't name her Kaleidoscope.
I was going to call her, you know.
Do you have another child?
Wait, what were you going to name her?
Don't worry about that.
Do you have another child?
I do. I have a second daughter, Sierra Lees.
hard to make a tattoo on it.
Hard to make a tattoo on that. So daddy doesn't get a tattoo.
Your first daughter's your favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on the record.
On the record?
Anthony's last name's almost Kaleidoscope.
It's close.
Yeah. Anthony Kaleidoscope.
I still can't say your last name.
Kaleidoyud.
Kaleidoyud.
Kaleidoyud. Oh.
How often? Now, I mean, you went to school down here. Was your last name a subject of ridicule? As it's,
I wouldn't say ridicule as much as like it was
butchered.
Intentional butchering?
Not intentional. Just like people would see it and wouldn't know how to
give us the most common butchering.
Hold on. I have a question first. Do you think that your athletics career would have gone farther if you had a more easier to pronounce last name?
Definitely would have.
Well, there's a theory that all good quarterbacks only have like one or two syllables in their name.
Smith.
Right.
Marino, that's three.
Roethlisberger.
Well, he's the outlier, but usually it's like two syllables.
Brady. Rodgers.
Aren't most names two syllables?
Goff.
Tua.
Well, Stafford.
Well, Tua, yeah, it's a long one. In a Pro Tua column, the Kalata, that's four. So I'm four, and I just wouldn't have been a good quarterback. I would have been like Jared Goff.
People don't like consonants. Yeah. People don't like having to pronounce a lot of consonants.
People see the Y in my name.
Who are these supposed vowels?
I hear it all the time when people mispronounce my last name. They're like an S and an M
Smetana.
And a T.
Smetana.
Yeah, they're like, I don't like it. I'm not doing it.
They're like, I don't want to do that many consonants. I'm like, it's not really that many.
I was afflicted
many,
as a child.
Also, Jared Goff is the worst example of what you were just saying.
Why?
A shitty quarterback?
You said all great quarterbacks have a single syllable, and you go, yeah, well, Jared Goff.
I'm saying the majority of good quarterbacks. I'm just saying I would have been a Jared Goff type. Not good.
I'm on someone else's computer, so I open the browser to...
Dangerous game.
Oh, no.
It is.
Dad's
and
computer, I believe.
Give us the goods.
Yes.
I mean, he was trying to avoid saying the name.
To be honest with you, I was just double checking that a Kaleidoscope was what I thought it was. So I opened a new tab
to see
that.
Did you think it was a telescope?
We don't need to get into that. So what happened was everything else is just like normal, you know, run of the mill things that you'd have open during a sports radio podcast or whatever, right? Except the last one. And I don't know how old this browser window is, but it's a Google search of our good friend Colin Jost.
Oh my God, that's probably from our mystery crate from months ago. I finished his autobiography.
Oh, we're supposed to do that.
Well, we have a minor update
Mike
on that.
Mike finished it also. Go ahead, Billy.
We have a minor update on that. There were some very medium level meetings yesterday. In which, Witty's holding Colin Jost's autobiography right now.
I got it.
Right
a very punchable face.
Wait, you have it in paperback.
I have it in paperback.
Wow, look
I
at this.
I prefer paperback.
I like it too.
I don't like the hardcover.
I listen to it on Audible.
How much commitment?
Yeah. Well, it takes up less space.
Tell the stories himself in his own voice.
Do you want me to read the book here?
How is his voice? Punchable?
Very punchable voice.
Anyways, long story short.
Are we sure about that?
There was something tossed out, the idea of maybe having a book club. And then Witty and I said, you know what? We actually have discussed having a Colin Jost book club in the past. Mm. So I don't know where that's going to go, but it was brought up in a very medium level meeting yesterday.
Is that the medium level meeting that Witty was very intently looking
Super
at somebody?
Super intently.
Okay. No. That was the day before.
No. Ooh. We have spies
that was pretty good.
That you were very intently listening to this
Tony,
meeting.
Tony, tell us what the spies told us.
The spies told us that Witty was kind of in the back. Kind of in the middle.
Actually, no. He was right in the thick of it, guys.
Right in the thick
of
it?
Yeah, he was in the...
I got bad news from the spy. So, he was sitting, hand on the chin, staring at the person talking, just like very intently.
12 seconds straight.
So, who was the spy?
It seems like Lewis was the spy. My detective skills. I have learned... So, one of the things that I was kind of... was imbued upon me as a child.
For those who don't know, just define that word.
One of the things that I was taught as a child, as an important quality to have.
I knew that.
Is that if you want to project a sense of confidence and a sense of, you know, social engagement, you must maintain eye contact. And so I think occasionally I veer towards the wrong side of eye contact, where it seems like I'm staring at someone when I'm really trying to look people in the eye and talk to them and have real conversations.
Do you keep your eyes open when you kiss people?
Oh my God.
No, I psychotic. I do. I go for a peek every once in a while.
You got to peek every once in a while.
Yeah,
you got to know where you look. Yeah.
You got to look.
Theater of the mind.
A little peek. Just
taking a peek.
Yeah.
You're just seeing like, is this person's eyes closed or what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's in some ways, it's the opposite of closing one's eyes.
Yes, opening one's eyes often is.
In that, you know, when you close your eyes, you're meant to imagine something. When you open, it's kind of like, you have like an out-of-body experience of what's happening.
So if you were to, if you
what is
were
happening
to,
right now?
If you were to like redo the way people kiss, you think everyone should have their eyes open, making eye contact, no, so it's more intimate.
Everyone should go for a peek.
Really?
What I'm saying is,
you coordinate
like,
peeks.
So it's like, you close your eyes, and it's like you when you open, it's like, oh, this is what's happening.
Uh-huh. Are you an early peeker or a late peeker? If you have like a 10-second kiss,
I would think early, right? I mean, we're all guessing.
Middle peak.
Well, how do you know when the middle is? Sometimes,
peak.
Sometimes that's why I would think you'd get it out of the way early to make sure you get your peek in before it ends. Because what if it's a quick, you know?
You can't really lose when you're peeking because if the other person peeks, you're both peeking. So like, you just caught like you're getting
that would be a breakup, right?
Either you're getting away with the peak or they're peeking too. So either way, you're not losing.
If you both peek, then you have an intimate bit of eye contact.
No, on the contrary. I caught my wife peeking one time. I'm like, yo, what are you looking at?
But then you were peeking.
Exactly. No, yeah, but
that's my point. That's my point is that she could then say to you, no, but you're peeking.
No,
how do you know I'm peeking?
My wife.
No, I think Lewis is right. I think if you both peek, then you both assume like this person just kisses with their eyes open and you're both like, I don't know.
We're talking about while kissing, right?
I've seen my wife open her eyes while kissing me. I'm like, yo, like, what are you looking at?
Exactly.
There's nothing to look at here.
Because then you think that person's weird, even though you're doing the same thing.
No, I think that she's just thinking about other things.
But wouldn't it be easier to think of other things with your eyes closed and open?
Yeah, if she made eye contact with you while you were kissing, then you'd know.
She wasn't eye contact with me. She was just...
Whoa.
Then I was looking
elsewhere.
What was she looking at? Was she like bored?
I don't know, Billy.
Yeah, when is
you're my psychiatrist. Yeah.
Where was she looking? Well, that hasn't been established yet. Was she just looking around, like to the sides, up, down? What direction were we looking in?
No, it was like I opened my eyes and her eyes were open. And like if this was my face, like if she was like over here.
So then what? Okay, so.
And then I looked and I was like,
did you do the staring contest after?
I was like, hey, there's a wall there. You're thinking.
Did it just stop? Like when you guys cut, like you just backed up. You're like, whoa.
I was like, I don't want to make out anymore. For a week.
For a week? Wow. Ooh. Penitencia. Oh.
Yeah, but it was me, penitencia.
You really punished her.
Wow. Yeah.
I punished myself.
So you were kissing her, and she was looking elsewhere, and you're like, what are you looking at? And she was like, oh, I just was wondering if that tattoo was
She's like, oh, nothing. I was just, and I was like,
Nothing, huh?
Did she not say, like, you did the exact same thing?
No, because she, like, I was just.
Toxic masculinity.
That's not toxic. She saw me see her. And I was just because you could tell in the makeout too that she was like, you know, she was just doing the
bare feel her
she
eyes
wasn't
open.
Into it. She wasn't into it, and I felt it on my tongue, and I was like, something's not right.
Geez. Wow. So did you practice or what did you do?
No, I don't
have
know.
You guys?
Papito, I don't need to practice.
Well, you did apparently.
So wait, you could feel with her tongue that her eyes were open.
Was it an off day?
Listen. When you marry a person, you know that person.
Yeah.
I know how my wife kisses me. And when she was kissing me in that moment, I was like, yo, I don't have all of you right
now. She was a
little
distracted.
I don't have all of you right now.
Oh, so it wasn't your fault. You were not the one to blame.
We've all been there where I don't have all of you right now. We've all been there.
New paint on the walls. That's what she was thinking.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I didn't have all of her in the moment. Yeah. And I was like, yo. And then I look, and she's just looking at the wall. And I was, because I'm, you know, I'm kind of not confrontational, but I'm like, yo, like, this is a wall. What are you doing?
You did just get in a fight with the cops.
I didn't get into a fight with the cops. I was actually laughing when that happened, by the way.
Oh. That always
That's
makes the situation
litigation.
Better.
It's in litigation. We can't talk about it.
No, but I did it because of the trauma.
So what percentage
like when my
of
dad
your...
left, I was laughing.
I don't know what that has to do with this.
Trauma.
You
trauma,
know what?
I associate laughter with trauma.
Okay, hold on. We need to go a little bit deeper in here for a second.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah.
What percentage of the time do you give 100%?
I give you 100% every moment of my day to everybody.
Your laugh is so loud that we can hear it in here. Just so you know. It is so loud.
It's oddly comforting.
Wow. You're put into an island in this room for a second.
I don't like it. I want to. I'm out of here.
There's a lot of, it can also be a laugh you hear in a haunted house.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my.
Careful, Roy.
Ouch.
Well, I'm offending people.
When I was younger, so this has been my laugh
That's
for my
wall.
Whole life.
Look at me.
And my friends told me when I die, I'll go to heaven and my laugh will go straight to hell.
Wow.
That's horrible, Jeff. I think you have
That's worse than a haunted house.
So you're never going
to
laugh in
And what did you say to your friends?
I said, I can't change my laugh.
Yeah.
This is just how I laugh.
It's true.
And I was voted best laugh in eighth grade.
Wow, congrats.
Wow. Did any of us, did you guys get any of us?
Anyone superlatives?
Class clown also.
Oh.
In eighth grade. Congratulations.
I had 3 years in a row class clown, 9th through 11th grade Rock Academy.
I was a runner-up.
So you
grade.
Lost.
We got two
you
class clowns.
Senior year.
No,
senior year when it mattered.
It still hurts.
Given the way Chris
Most Kamau?
Is,
Were you voted most Kamau?
No,
just were.
Senior year is a blur, buddy.
Got it.
Voted most Kamau. For those non-English.
No, they know.
Yes, please. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
please.
We know.
Let me know.
Yeah, I
know.
I don't.
No. I
have no idea what
most Kamau
means.
Most burnt.
Yeah.
Like most burnt.
I was a little fried.
You were going to the beach, exactly.
What does it mean?
Mentally cooked. Mentally burnt.
I was experimenting. Whatever.
Experimenting.
Tossing javelins.
You know, gum now.
Unfortunately, that was just the pregame.
Chris is still bitter about finishing runner-up
as class
clown.
In 10th grade, it came up second.
How
came in second.
How was there a bigger class clown?
That's what I'm saying.
I got a bigger chin from Chris.
Eric Swenson.
What is he
will never live this down in my mind.
Salute to Eric Swenson.
What does he do now, for real?
He's a firefighter.
That's not very funny.
It's not at all.
Thank you for your service.
That is true, though.
I like Eric, but I still am mad about that.
How do we start talking about Eric? I'm sorry, I was looking at a picture of something.
He's the one who came in second place for funny class. I think it might have been called funniest, or was it class clown? Whatever the funny guy
funniest
was.
Funniest clown.
I came in second place, and it just Eric Swenson came in first.
Did he have any tricks?
He was just a popular kid. It was a popularity contest.
Did you your juggling started before or after the class clown debacle?
This is pre-juggling.
So there you go. You upped your game after.
I have.
Did you win any superlatives?
Oh,
most likely.
Here we go. I bet you
most likely
that Witty
someone.
Has a number of medals, non-athletic medals that he's been awarded throughout his
like
life.
Like academic medals?
Academic Spenies? Medals.
First place
sort of,
at a science fair.
Yeah, prizes of so, some sort.
Ribbons,
medals or ribbons.
Ribbons?
Medals or ribbons.
We are seeing right there.
Ribbons. Gotta be ribbons.
I know.
Yeah.
You have a shoebox of ribbons
master
for sure.
Debater.
A blue ribbon.
The blue ribbon. Yeah.
Unless they're kept in a location I'm unaware of, I don't think I have any.
You never won a science fair.
No.
Shut up.
In a shoebox.
I never won a science fair.
Really?
No. Really?
You went, though.
Of course.
Oh, but you are not, like, you did not go to school, like, in Dade County, right? So you didn't do, like, the Dade County Youth Fair circuit where you got, like, the ribbons for whatever it is? You
no.
did
science
that.
Fair.
You're a Broward guy?
Yeah, I'm a Broward guy.
Oh, explains a lot.
Yeah.
Does it?
In a good way. In a good way.
That didn't seem like a good way.
Sounded
derisive.
Did.
Right. A lot. You can take it as you want.
Okay.
I know how I said it.
All right, then.
I agree to disagree.
Lewis, go around the room and say who's a Dade and who's a Broward person.
Cody's a Broward person.
But you know that.
No, but Cody's a Broward person.
Got it.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
What for you are the distinguishing personality traits?
You just know.
A magician does not reveal his tricks.
There you go.
Okay.
Tell them.
Makes good. A good podcast.
Witty is a Broward person.
But you didn't know that. Until a moment ago.
Doesn't matter. That's not the game we're playing.
Okay, Jess, is she a Dade or a Broward person?
Dude, Jess is pretty Dade, bro.
Yeah.
Jess is kind of like true daddy Dade.
And yes. Roy?
Roy's Broward County.
Wow.
I was born and raised in Miami Gordon. So
yeah, but.
Hey, man. I'm
right
on
the line, though.
I'm the one driving
the
game.
Line.
It's Lewis's game.
I think you want to be Broward.
Wait, why am I Dade AF?
Don't worry about it. Right. Come on, dude. You already know.
Bro.
You'd know, dude.
Tony's Dade.
Dude,
Billy's Dade.
Thank you.
I'm pretty Dade.
Yeah, nah.
Mike Ryan is West Palm Beach.
Wow.
Oh,
that is the most offensive
thing. That is nuts.
On air Lewis. On air Lewis.
Wow. You better hope that he does not listen to this.
Let's
and
call
I
him.
He doesn't. No,
Let's
he doesn't.
Call
he doesn't.
Him.
He doesn't.
Sometimes I get texts about Mystery Crate.
Really?
We got a text from Dan last week that he listened to Mystery
we did.
Crate.
We did. What was last week's Mystery Crate?
No one responded to it.
So Dan
really
last
bad.
Week said, I loved Mystery Crate.
It kind of
we
only
didn't have one.
It kind of
it
like,
was 2 weeks ago.
No, 2 weeks ago.
I can find the text right now.
I give a thumbs up, I think. No, I said
you don't want to be
the iPhone text from Roy.
Yeah, do we have a problem? True. We have a problem being first responder.
You don't want to be the I don't think we can say first responders, but you don't want to be the first person.
It's a singular first responder.
Mm.
That is 100%
to a group text.
You don't want to be the first one to respond, but then there's like the uncomfortable amount of time that goes in between. Yeah. And it's like, well, now
I can't even answer.
I can't answer.
Yeah.
My new thing from
and
now
then
on,
everyone's rude.
Starting like a couple weeks ago, I decided as soon as I see something, I'm just going to respond. I don't care if I'm the first. I don't care if I'm the only.
Wow.
I just need to
Good
do
trap.
It or else
That's
I forget
bold.
And then I feel bad later.
Yeah.
Like you just have to be the first one, especially in Slack when like someone sends something and it's just like hanging there. Like you have to respond.
Yeah, but nobody responded to that Happy Thanksgiving email from Skipper.
Well,
I responded privately.
I don't want to see the entire.
Yeah, you know, reply all.
We also had a happy Thanksgiving thread in the Slack that
right.
I think most people responded
That's where
to.
I went.
You know
That's
what?
Where I did it.
I felt, yeah, I felt pressured to write something in there.
Really?
And you know what I noticed?
I felt pressured.
I tried to be funny.
The later people were responding, the more elaborate the happy Thanksgiving
thread. It all started with Chris Whittingham.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of started with Chris Cody, but Chris Whittingham up the ante. So this is what
classic
this is.
I think I was not first.
You sort of were. So let me read the thread. Bimmel, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Me responded right away. Like I said, this is my new strategy.
Good strat.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So I was first.
Then there's the pressure for everyone else to respond because you've responded.
And then Gary says, your New York family is thinking of you. And then Billy said, happy Thanksgiving. 3 exclamation points.
You know why? I'll tell you exactly
three?
Why.
Oh, three.
This is why I was first.
This is too much.
No.
Look how I was first.
No, man. This is exactly what happened. And I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Where were you?
Not two.
I was home. This is what happened.
What were you wearing?
I responded, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, with an exclamation mark. And then I realized that's how Bimmel started it.
Yeah.
And then you came in between and I couldn't
see. No, he said happy Thanksgiving, everyone, exclamation point. I said happy Thanksgiving, exclamation point.
Yes.
Gary said, your New York family's thinking of
but
you.
But what Billy is saying is that he had everyone cooked up.
I was going to respond to the thread with the exact original message and I
couldn't do that.
I swear.
I had the best response.
So I went and I deleted. I went and I deleted it and then I said, you know what? I can't just say happy Thanksgiving with one exclamation.
You had to put three.
I'll put two more.
Well, then,
but I didn't feel like a Tommy Topper.
No. Okay. Then Chris Cody.
I came in.
I brought it strong.
I brought it strong.
My family. I was first, right, Jess?
Listen to this.
Then it all started.
Go, Jess, go.
Same to you all. 2 exclamation points.
Ooh. Who's
very
that?
Very thankful
that?
To be
two's
part
awkward.
Of this family. Chris Cody.
This is me.
And then.
Read it again. Lewis spoke over you.
Chris Cody.
Okay. Lewis, we have to let other people speak.
Please, lay on.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Chris Cody. Same to you all, 2 exclamation points. Very thankful to be part of this family.
Boom. Mm.
I put a little tearing up emoji.
A little
to
warmth
that.
To the conversation.
Insincerity.
Well, that's
yeah, for what? I'm very appreciative to be part of this team. That was
yeah, but you
Chris
see, you just family. Went from family to
this
team.
I
don't believe this whole family
this
thing.
That's why we expressed, I asked about expressing love. I wonder if sometimes we have difficulty expressing love to each other.
But I did express love.
Let's put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that.
Chris Whittingham, thanks to everyone for being so welcoming after joining the family this year. Happy Thanksgiving.
Too much.
Very
much.
Two thumbs up emojis to that. Carl Scott, beloved Carl, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Big love to each and every one of your families. It's been a legit joy to be part of this group.
Damn, see, that's a good one.
The perfect response.
Carl, I think, had the perfect response.
The perfect response.
I like Witties.
But you see how
Carl's
everyone
perfect,
keeps upping the ante.
And it's not just because he can hear us in the other room.
I know
everyone keeps
coming.
Upping the ante. Right. Yeah. Roy Bellamy, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
No
classic
punctuation.
Roy. Yes.
I was busy with my turkey.
I'm surprised it wasn't just
Roy's frozen turkey.
The turkey's in the oven for 3 hours.
That turkey didn't look that good either.
What was the time stamp on that? What time was that?
That was at 12:09 p.m.
Whoa. Roy, the
yeah, it was
bird
in the oven.
Had been in the oven for like 4 hours at that point.
He said it didn't look like a good turkey.
Bro. And then
Miami.
Tony said, happy Thanksgiving, fam. Appreciate all of you tremendously with an emoji, like a rock on emoji.
No, it's actually an I love you.
I would just say thanks.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was either.
In sign language.
Oh, shit,
wait,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I thought that was like a rock on.
I thought it was
rock
like, on. Hell yeah, bro.
No, rock on is thumb down.
Horns up.
Horns
love.
Down.
Love is with a thumb
this
in.
This is love.
Yeah. And then Lewis said, bro.
I had to make it funny. Everyone was getting emotional, and I was like, ah, I'm going to spice
that
it up.
Emotional,
he
just
said,
regular.
Bro, happy Thanksgiving. Human Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I'm reading it like...
Maybe. It's all right. You're good.
You have the card, Jess.
What'd you say, Cody? What'd you say?
What?
Nothing, man. Look good.
We can make that call. Something. We can make that call.
Dare I try a LaCroix from this fridge?
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix. Dare I try one?
I'm surprised you got there before I did. I'm a little mad.
What do you mean?
Because you said LaCroix.
Should I try one?
Yeah, do it.
I don't know who they belong to, so I don't know that I should, but I'm a little thirsty.
Let me have one too.
Go for it.
Well, there's
who said clearly Dan Le Batard?
Clearly.
Let me get some
yellow.
Good
who do you think it belongs to?
Oh, the blue is just water one.
The yellow one slaps.
And pure, which do you want? The yellow one slaps.
The like other one slaps.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think in my life I would seriously ever say something slaps.
Are they hot or cold? No.
Only a song. True. A song would slap.
A douche
that's
hot or
rude.
Cold would say that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Rude. Are they hot or cold?
They're lukewarm.
Oof,
touch it. No. Touch it. It's cold enough.
Oh my God. No, I can't have that. It'll
actually food can slap. A song can slap and food can slap.
But would you say that?
Fridge doesn't work that well.
I would never. No, I would never say that.
It's an age difference.
And you're just.
Ooh, it's crispy.
That's the lemon one.
This is lemon.
Try it. It's gonna foam
is
up
it
in
fizzy?
Your mouth instantly. Yeah, it's hot.
Now I need to. It smells like a lemon Starburst.
Take a sip.
Very warm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not very refreshing.
Why did? But I thought you were gonna drink this. This is still in front of me.
No,
you
try the pure one.
I'm not gonna try another one.
No. Try the pure one.
I just needed to wet my whistle.
Try the pure one. The pure one's better.
No, it's not. So lemon's better.
That's a lie. You said that this one was Mierda before.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to what Whittingham was asking.
Yeah, sorry.
Us.
No, what did Chris Cody say about my turkey? That's
right. I said it looked great.
Nothing,
man.
Roy.
Delicious.
You're good. Don't
Moving
worry.
On.
I'm just saying.
Witty, I do wonder if we have a problem expressing love to one another on the show because I told you guys I missed you and I was met with some incredulity.
Well, I saw you Tuesday.
That's true, but we haven't done Mystery Crate in the studio like this.
Oh, you were living in the Mystery Crate world. We were thinking more like literal. We had seen you.
Well, I think. Oh, Howard Bryant's on TV. That's cool.
Oh, wow. Why was that worth pointing out?
Well, Lewis pointed at it, and I was like, oh,
I'm excited.
On air, Lewis.
I'm happy for Howard.
Why?
I don't know. It's cool to see our people like shine and get there. I get that. That's fine. It's the first time I see it, Billy. What do you want me to do? I'm excited. I'm sorry that I'm happy to be on the show.
Is that a
sorry.
Real, is that a real Pikachu card you have in your
yes,
phone case?
Yes, it's a real Pikachu card.
Is that expensive?
Not that one.
Why? Because it's in your phone case?
Because it's not holographic. The holographic for this baby is like $75, and I have like 10 of them.
Wow.
Whoa. Spoiled braggart over here.
What's your address?
Is that your most expensive? Is that your most expensive
no,
Pokemon card?
No, I actually have a Shining Gyarados that's graded PSA 8.5. That's worth about $800.
I love how he looked around the room. Like,
I have no idea.
How much did you pay for that?
Enough to you?
I got
that
when I was a kid.
Appraisal guy to come back.
No, I got it graded like professionally.
Damn,
I had it since like you know when the whole Pokemon card craze like broke out a couple months ago. I was like, let me see what I got, and I have two cards.
You got a lot.
Yeah, I got a chunk of change, dude, sitting, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit on this, dude.
Damn, yeah, because it can only go up, I would think.
It is going up.
Did you play the Pokemon game on your phone a few years ago?
The Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
I did, but it's like, you got to like, you got to like, it's cool for like the first 3 days, and you're like, I'm like,
that was never cool. What am I doing? Let you in on a little secret.
There's an age difference here.
Never cool. Never
sorry
cool.
that you're antiquated and I'm not.
Whoa. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, right, man. That's lit.
I like Lewis because he's bringing down like the cool factor a little bit. Like he's young. He's got kids, which is
he's bringing down
the cool factor.
Like, making us
no, like bringing it up by being.
Oh,
younger.
she was talking cool. She's bringing it down, yo.
Wait, what?
So bringing the game up? You just brought the game down.
No, she meant
bro. You're
it's
not
so
wrong.
Down
I mean,
that it's up.
To give I'm with you, Chris.
It's an age thing, Lewis. It's an age.
Yeah.
I feel like when we do Mystery Crate
on Fleek.
That's a no-go.
Jesus.
That's Chuggy.
It's a green light. Anytime you
want
to do that.
Anytime you want.
It is brought down.
Anytime you want, just whip that out.
Jesus.
What?
On Fleek.
I feel like when we do Mystery Crate, we all disagree with one another, but it's not as contentious as when Dan is pitting us all against each other on the show, right?
Correct.
So I miss...
I don't know who's in the studio listening to this.
I miss... No, it's not like...
Why do you have an anchor? Are you a sailor?
Wait, what?
Freaking Popeye over here. Forward.
What just happened?
What'd you say about my turkey, man?
Billy just had a squirrel moment, yeah, I feel like.
I mean, it's honestly worse than pointing to the television. Oh, look, Howard Bryant.
What just happened?
Lewis has this.
I was just trying to say I miss seeing you all in this room doing Mystery Crate, where I know we like get on each other's nerves. It's like a weird... family dynamic, true. But it's fun, and it's not
all,
that the
we
show.
We all love each
we
other.
Get it, we get each other. We get on each other's
but
nerves.
But it's like mom and dad aren't home, and we're on vacation. You know, like the kids are in control of the house right now.
Exactly.
It's a different vibe. It's fun.
Different set of
so
rules.
What are we doing for Mystery Crate today?
Rick and Boz is over here.
Well, guys,
good question, Woody.
I'm glad you asked. There's been a lot of turmoil, as Jess pointed out, between each other and between ourselves and our own personal lives. I feel like it's been a tough year. It's been a tough couple of years. You know, with the pandemic and whatnot. We need somebody that can come in and be an arbiter for our feelings. Mm. We need a psychologist in-house that can make us feel better and listen to us because I think a lot of our problems
therapist.
Is we don't talk to each other enough, right? We only do work stuff. Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? Chris,
so
Cody,
true.
Do this. Woody, do that.
I texted you and Lewis a recipe the other night.
I know, but
whoa.
That's just
going to be connecting.
Tip
what
of the
was
iceberg.
It? Well, we had talked about something in the day,
yeah,
and then
thing.
Later on, I was just like, hey, this is what I was talking about.
It was really good.
And Lewis
good.
Said that looks crazy, and I didn't know if that was good or a bad thing.
It's good. Crazy's always good.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
I have FOMO.
Well, we'll include you in the next recipe. So we've decided that we need to talk to people to get stuff off our chest, and we've decided that Billy is going to wear our psychologist hat and be all of our psychologists in a segment we call Hmm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Billy?
Take it away, Billy.
I'm coming today because I need help.
Am I like a priest and you're like, these are confessions?
No, it's not a confession.
You would say, forgive me, Father, for I
have
sinned.
Yeah, that's a different...
He said Billy.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a different segment, thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Look at my eyes.
Not to get into like religion or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, how far into that do you go before you're like, I've forgotten the rest of the words, let me just start saying all the wrong that I've done?
Oh, that's such a good question. I believe...
Because like,
I have sinned, it's been X amount of days since my last confession.
And then I think there's more.
And then you just panic and then say
And then you
it.
Just start saying, this is what I did, this
I
is what I did.
I lied to my parents.
Yeah.
I shoplifted. Like, I killed someone. I accidentally ran over someone with my car.
Yeah.
And then it escalates.
And then you're like, I may have not told you all the truths about my sins in this confession. And then
of
that's like a blanket.
Yeah.
No, but that's the blanket.
Right.
Oh,
when like you
and
say
there's
like
also
all
stuff
the
I don't
ones.
Even remember because I sin so much.
Yeah, and right, when you say I lied to someone, you're talking about the priest presently.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And
well,
then it's
you go to confession
good.
Again and you say, forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. I lied to that priest about
No, you don't
confession.
Need to. You're just saying, you know, I lied to someone. Or you know what? You should say that at the end. You should say all the things and you're like, I also lied to someone. And then there's not going to be a follow-up and that someone is the priest you're talking to. And then
a couple clean. Of Hail Marys, you'd be fine.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are marathon length confessions where just someone's in the
yes.
confession
yeah.
booth
yeah.
for 16 hours?
I would think
does,
that.
Does the priest leave? Like, does the priest go,
maybe
hey,
not 16
hey
hours.
I've got a time
Well,
limit
even
on
the priest
season.
Knows, like, okay, buddy, like, he heard you.
We got it.
We got it.
I usually Locked am in. Very vague. Right?
How When's vague? The last time you went to confession?
It's been some time.
So
let's do it now.
Do you know the amount of days? Because he's going to test you.
No, what I'll say is it's been
different segment.
Too long.
X amount of time.
With too long.
It's been a while. I can't remember the last time.
I need my
I've said that before. I can't
yeah,
remember the
true,
last time
true.
I did. But I try to be vague. Like, I, you know, have been mean to whatever. Right? You, like, give specific
right.
examples. Like, on August 7th.
My sister. I bit her.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need a new therapist? Like, do you need a therapist?
Did you guys watch Taxi Cab Confessions growing up?
That's a good question, Lewis.
You watched it?
The show changed me.
What's that?
What? Taxi Cab Confessions. You guys, I was like 11 years old, and you'd stumble across this, and it'd just be like, wow.
And it was a priest in the back?
No, it was oh. it was basically, it was like Las Vegas.
It was definitely not a priest.
The back of cabs being video recorded, and then it would just be the wildest people ever. And then afterwards, they'd be like, hey, can we hear this on HBO?
It was a late night special for a young Chris Cody.
Yeah.
I always thought it was pornographic.
Right in between the Girls Gone Wild
and were you disappointed?
At 3 a.m.
The best was always the like the bridges between the segments. They would just have these like creepy, like lecherous dancing going
well,
on, like the scenes in between.
Hold on a second. Word? So you thought you were going to see something seedy, and then it was just people telling stories. And you're like, mm-mm.
What is this? Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
boy.
That's
waste
exactly
of time.
What happened. Yeah, I've watched like 11 minutes of Taxi Cab Confessionals because it was like, this is not what I bargained for.
Were you bargaining?
Exactly
for
what I bargained for.
You don't strike me as someone who bargains much. Like, I feel like you pay sticker price.
I do. Yeah. I can't believe when people go to markets or furniture stores and they start haggling. I'm like, there's a price.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Like, what are you asking? I'll pay three for 60.
Negotiable.
No.
The price is never the price.
Wow.
AC will haggle everything.
Really?
The price is never the price.
I don't believe you'll haggle everything.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've haggled?
In Thailand one time for my honeymoon, there was a shirt that was like 60 baht, which is like $3 American.
Not for me.
And I go, 60 baht for this?
Mm-mm.
Impossible.
That's 40 baht, easy.
Impossible.
I'll give you 35 baht for it. They kind of looked at me. I looked at them. Give him 35 baht. Walked away with the shirt. Have no idea where
it is. So you saved a dollar. So the 35 baht you took away from that poor
family that could have fed them for 2 weeks because you wanted
that extra dollar would have gone so far
rich,
for them.
Cheap American comes in.
And then you paid them $60 and you're like, I need the change.
Yes.
You're like, they don't have a $60 bill, but they did have a $50.
And that's what you use. I had 15, you're like, I only have 35 baht, and you're like, I'm gonna need that change.
I like that.
That's the Stugatz chair at work once again.
The 15 baht is not paper. Like their bills stop at like
it's in kisses.
I like that name for money.
Baht.
That's a good name for money.
BAHT.
I wish that's what we called
it. It was in coin.
You could call it that.
I know, but no one would know other than us.
Nah, I'm good.
What I'm saying.
Woody dropped a quid the other day, right?
Does it all?
Or no, that might have been him and Mike.
Mike did.
Yeah,
but I love to say quid.
Yeah,
okay. Cost a few quid. Yeah, you're not British.
So what are we doing?
You're our therapist.
Tony's got some issues. I think we
all have issues.
Okay, so what you seem you're leading. So
yeah, I just need somebody to listen to me, and I think Billy is the perfect person because he's.
I've done a very bad job. So
well, you have. You felt a little Billy today.
I was a sailor, by the way.
Were you?
No.
Oh,
liar.
But
thank you for your service.
Would you like to be?
My dad was in Vietnam. He was in the Navy. That's as close as I'm going to get.
I love the idea of being a boat guy.
See, I went one too far with the tattoo questions. Yes.
My dad left
happen.
When I was 5.
Yeah.
I didn't see him again until he was 13, and it was in a federal prison.
I think
so tax evasion.
I think Lewis should start. Lewis has a lot more problems than I do.
I don't have problems, guys. I've been through the ringer.
Tell your therapist what the issue is. Let him think about
My wife stares at a wall when I'm kissing her.
He forgot the name of the segment.
So bad here.
Just randomly, yeah.
My wife looks at the wall.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
There's no visual accompaniment, so you don't have to stare into my soul.
Woody taught me to always look straight into people's eyes.
Woody stared into my soul. When was it, Monday?
That was by accident.
For 15 seconds.
That was by accident.
He accidentally stares at people all the time.
For 15 seconds. Okay, so
does your brain just shut off?
I stare off in the distance sometimes. On Monday, I also took a drowsy-inducing antihistamine.
Ooh.
And I didn't realize that I had, that it affected me. Fuck me up.
What?
Benadryl?
What do you mean you didn't realize that you had?
The bubble gum or the...
Oh, yeah, like the box.
You didn't think that you were going to have those
double
side
bubble?
Effects?
Yeah, no, because I took... So it's Zyrtec. So I had Zyrtec the entire week before, and I was fine.
Zyrtec?
Zyrtec, yes. Zyrtec, whatever. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I took it. And it, like didn't, it didn't mess me up, but on Monday I took it, and it messed me up.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Little allergies?
Yeah, isn't Zyrtec for, like, allergies?
Yeah.
And it,
allergy
it's
medicine
it's
can
it's
be
an
really, really
it's an antihistamine.
Strong. Yeah.
The best. I've had allergies since I was born, dude. I'm always congested, as you can probably hear here. But best one here is the CVS brand.
Generic, yes.
Eso me destupa.
Clears me out, kiddo.
Drives me up.
I'm sure it does.
Anybody else have any problems they need to tell Billy?
My mom's. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Off.
Oh.
Now you gotta respond.
No,
you gotta respond.
Guys, I won that argument on Tuesday, though.
I mean,
it's quite the card to play.
It's the finishing move. Yeah,
yeah.
There's no
coming back.
A little bit of a low blow to pull that out at the end as like the hey, I'm on shaky ground.
It's a good tent though.
It
is good tent.
She knew what you were doing.
My family thought it was hilarious. So.
Roy?
I got nothing. Oh. I got nothing wrong with me right now. I'm good. I can see.
Billy, do you feel like
how's your neighbor?
You need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
How is your neighbor?
Don't get me started on that. Have we talked about the fact that Roy was basically blind for a very long time?
And now he can see.
And now he can see.
I once was lost, now I'm found.
Amen.
Yes, amazing Roy, grace.
Twas
grace.
Who looks the most different to you?
Like him.
With clarity.
What was that?
Who looks like the most different to you looking around at us?
Oh, yeah. What do you think I look like before?
Who's better looking?
Wow, good question.
Oh, that's an HR.
Who's worse looking?
I'm not answering that.
That
question.
Means it's me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I don't even know which question he was answering.
Yes.
I'm worse looking.
Wow, sorry.
I'm not saying what.
I got Cody best looking. My book.
Which one?
That's a no.
For you to decide.
A no.
Wow.
Well,
boat guy.
You're saying of the seven of us? Chris is the best looking?
No, he said Cody. Wouldn't tell us which Cody.
It's also not the game we were playing.
No.
Also, yeah, not the
game. We could all play it.
And I also asked him which one he thought was better looking. He said it was for me to decide.
Cody, what's going on with you right now?
I'm great. I think I'm great.
You seem quiet this week.
Yeah, you do seem quiet this week.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on with me?
I owe you a text.
What is going on?
Let me look
you?
At myself.
I owe you a response.
I'm looking at myself in the mirror.
Looking to your what? Soul.
What do you see?
Do you
belly
like
button?
I see
like
a pretty standard see? Week. I know this not. It doesn't make good tent, but
when you look into the mirror, do you like what you see or do you not?
Blow the tent down.
Sometimes I didn't like what I saw. The pictures from the last Moss event
really
made me feel like I need to lose weight. That was the last time I really did some like criticism of myself. I feel like where I was like, you need to.
You look better.
Chris, thank I you. Think you're perfect the way you are. Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't need to change anything about yourself because you are you and people love Chris Cody.
That's true. People do love
me. I should be the therapist.
Unless your heart is telling you differently.
Yeah.
The physical heart, not like the emotional.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah, he needs to work on that. Get some cardio.
I don't know about cardio.
No.
Let's eat a little better.
Nah.
We can all make better decisions.
Yeah.
Right. I think if you want to lose weight, you can make that effort, but I don't think you should make yourself feel bad.
Right.
Because you haven't.
I think I could run longer distance than Roy.
Yeah, I doubt
how did this
that
turn into a challenge?
He took a little shot at the cardio thing.
Why'd you throw away the quan?
I have a meeting.
You have a meeting?
Yeah.
So you had to throw it away? You could have taken it to the meeting.
It's the very unprofessional, I think, to be on a Zoom drinking out of a can.
I was eating elote out of a Zoom meeting.
Which is why Woody was staring at you.
Staring the crap out of me, dude. Scared me. I texted him on the yo, you okay? He goes, what? And I was like,
Should we talk about that thing we saw during that one meeting that one time?
Let's do it.
The music is...
Music's making you cry.
You don't remember?
I don't. Tell me. I want to talk about it, though.
I like how you mouthed, I don't know what you're talking about. With the mic.
I was trying to be a good teammate on air.
We watched someone eat something.
Oh my God.
It was.
Was
the
it
most
one of us?
Yeah, was it one of us?
Stunning thing I've seen was in my own life.
It was Bob.
Oh.
It was him constructing
that guy.
A little hummus wrap. And it was the most delightful, adorable thing.
let's set the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're on a Zoom call a few weeks ago.
We were in person when that happened.
Half of us were in person, half of us were on Zoom.
I was like, I think one of us was in surgery.
And I don't know. I think it was a couple weeks ago.
And Jess and I happened to be on the same Zoom camera. So we were sitting next to each other. And so as this meeting's going on, we have to like kind of be focusing. We're doing the witty thing, acting like we're listening, looking, doing a lot of fake eye contact. And
nodding,
as we're doing this, Bob is just constructing this delightful hummus wrap. He's cutting up onions.
Peppers,
he's cutting up everything.
Like
it is. He spent 15 minutes prepping this thing.
Like a Swiss Army
knife?
And
at the very end, he has this just adorable looking wrap. And I'm
little
just like,
burrito, like
I am so invested
thing.
In this wrap. I can't wait to watch him eat it. And I make a little joke to Jess right before he takes his bite. I'd be like, it'd be funny after all that if he just bit right in the middle of it.
Like corn on the cob?
I was like, it would just be funny because he worked so hard on it if he just like demolished
like,
it right in the middle of it.
Like horizontal.
Like a corn on the cob.
And I make,
like,
I make the joke to Jess, and then literally less than 10 seconds later, Bob takes it up and he just bites right into the middle of it. And
I
me and Jess start losing it. We both had
cried.
We had to leave the camera. You saw us both disappear from the camera because we were both cackling.
Mike texted me and said, are you okay? Because I was sobbing.
It was
the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Billy,
it was amazing.
Do we work with murderers?
I was just gonna say that is a murderer's move. I believe I said that to Jess right after. Only murderers bite a wrap
in
the middle
of
it. You see Witty do, but not Bob.
Why'd you take a mouse out of your pocket?
A computer mouse.
You stay strapped.
You know, I had it in the pocket of my hoodie, but before that I was walking around with it in my actual like jean pocket, which is even weirder. I
so
forgot
tight.
I had it on me. Yeah.
So tight.
The thing is
always
I'm
that thing on me.
I'm supposed to be in this meeting.
That MF thing.
It hasn't started yet, though, and I was having fun, so I just came back, and I'm like, as soon as the Zoom starts, I'll just go back outside.
You missed
us.
Fun?
You missed us.
You missed us.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
We're all healing.
He goes,
Billy,
meh.
Billy, express your feelings. Miss us?
How about you, Billy?
It was having fun.
You like coming to work?
You guys only want him to express it if it's positive, right? Oh.
No,
no,
I think the most
I want all feelings.
The most
expressed.
Critical work happens when we talk about something that we don't want to talk about.
Wow. True. Okay, Billy. How's producing
God Bless
Football?
That is. I mean, you experienced the Friday morning portion of that last week on Wednesday.
Yes, I did.
That was something, huh?
Want to tell everyone what happened?
Oh, boy.
You experienced the Friday morning last
on
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, because we put it out on Wednesday. So what's happening is because there's Thursday night.
It was a Wednesday that felt like
a
Friday.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah. By the way, I'll have you know, Jessica, that was like the highest rated episode that we've done.
Aww.
So congratulations.
Good job. I don't think that's because of me, but that's nice.
It's because of you.
Don't shortchange yourself.
It's because of you.
Do you have a problem with shortchanging yourself?
Yeah.
I think.
Do you not want to give yourself?
You have imposter
that
wasn't syndrome.
Was that the Andy Reid episode?
I think I.
No. No, that one not as high as I thought it would be. It's weird.
I think in this environment, being self-deprecating serves you well.
It does.
You don't want to like pump yourself up. You don't want to seem like you're ahead over your skis. That's the wrong expression.
Yeah.
Too big, for your britches.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't
call me. Being self-deprecating is the best way to be around here.
I have a question for the group.
What's that, Billy?
Just a quick one because the Zoom has now opened.
Is this a middle-level meeting or a high-level meeting?
Sounds mid
lower
to
level.
I'd say this is, you know,
closer. You might want to put that on mute.
Yeah, I'll mute that.
The music's still going.
It's all right. They didn't
the segment's
me.
Still going. So yeah,
the segment is still going.
It's like let's say a medium well.
Ha. Okay.
Actually, closer. Let's say medium.
Do you like your steak medium or medium well?
I like medium well, and I know that a lot of people judge me for that. Yeah, I know that the rare is supposed to be better.
I like
better.
Burgers. Sickle. Burgers medium well.
Me.
Burgers medium well.
I'll take a burger medium.
Yeah,
steak
go with medium.
Medium.
Steak medium rare.
No.
Yeah. I don't like the
medium
red.
Rare.
I don't like feeling like I'm chewing
where
blood.
You're eating
I want my still. You go medium because restaurants tend to overcook.
Bad restaurants.
Yeah, Cody. Bad restaurants tend to overcook.
How do you take it?
So you
my,
go,
if I'm at like Prime 112, I'll say medium rare.
Whoa,
witty.
But I feel like other places overcook it. So I'll,
I'm with Billy. I don't like feeling like I'm biting into blood. So I go medium.
Jess, I feel like you're a medium rare. I know you know your thing.
Medium.
I know you're Dade County.
Roy.
What happened? Something happened to Billy.
He just walked into a closed door. He just walked behind me, and all of a sudden, I hear.
You can hear
with
it.
With the laptop.
Yeah, there it is.
That second noise.
Have you guys ever done that
before? Are you okay?
I don't think he's so startled. Just come back to the mic.
I don't think he's okay. You good?
So they've painted everything in this studio. All the
clear?
Dark.
Everything's dark.
All that everything has been painted black. So the door, when I last left it, was open. So I thought what happened was they turned off all of the lights in the room. So I'm walking, looking at the laptop, trying to make sure it's muted, and just walk face first, and you heard it, bang, into the door, and my face hit the laptop and my glasses, and my head bounced off of that door.
Please tell me you were on camera.
No, my Zoom is closed.
It's first down, and it's actually 4th and 3?
Dude, it's like in Curb Your Enthusiasm and like the girlfriend doesn't find Larry attractive anymore. Yeah. Your wife's going to be looking at a wall when you're making out with her tonight, bro.
Oh my God.
Mother's Day is almost here and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.